Ben Ishchai, Ben Yoyada. Okay, we're still on Beis Amud Aleph. We now on Divrei Chachamim. So it says, Hacha hu ad sof Ashmur Arishona. Sorry, Ribliyeza. Divrei Ribliyeza. The end of the Kriyat Shema is ad sof Ashmur Arishona, to the end of the first watch. Says the Ben Yoyada. Remez lemitzvah rishona shebetorah. This is a hint to the first mitzvah of the Torah. She mitzvahs priya verivya. It's a mitzvah of being fruitful and multiplying, having many children. Hamesugelet lebiat haMashiach, which is mesuga. It's like inducing to bring on Mashiach tzidkenu, the Mashiach. Like our rabbis teach us in Yevamos Samach Beis Amud Aleph, Ein Ben David Ba. Ben David doesn't come ad shichlu neshamot shebeguf, until all the neshamas of a person, of a man, comes out into the world, i.e. the mitzvah peruvu. Va'mitzvot nikraim mishmeret. And the mitzvahs are called mishmeret, a guarding, dichtiv. Ushmartem et mishmarti, and you should guard my guardings. What's guard my guardings? Those are the mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs are called mishmeret, i.e. the guardings, the things that one person guards. Gam hem shomrim et Yisrael. Why are they called guardings? Because they guard the Jewish people. Kumo sha'amru rabotenu, like our rabbis teach us in Masechet Shabbos, Kuflamud Amud Aleph. Ma yona kanfer miginot aleh, just as a yona, a dove, her wings, miginot, they protect her. Kach Yisrael, so too the Jewish people. What are the wings of the Jewish people, so to speak, that which causes them to fly? Right? And therefore avoid the enemies. Mitzvot, that's the mitzvot. Maginot aleim. The mitzvot are like the wings. Just as the wings keep the yona away from her prey, so the mitzvot, miginot, they fly us away from the prey that's coming to take us, or to harm us. Ama adsof harashmur arishona, it says, till, so that's what it means. Ad sof ashmora rishona, the end of the first watch. Right? Ritzono loma, come to teach us, ad tachlit shel mitzvah, till the sof of the ashmora, till the end of the ashmora, the end of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is called ashmora, till the tachlit of the mitzvah, to the purpose of the mitzvah. Zu, this mitzvah, dahain shiolidu scharim. I.e., through doing a mitzvot, it takes us to its tachlis, to its purpose, which is yolidu scharim, v'gam dekevot, which the tachlis of this mitzvah, peruvu, right, is to give birth to male and females. V'losagi b'scharim l'chul, is not sufficient only of scharim. So basically, he's saying the pasuk, the mishloshon mishnah is until the end, i.e., the tachlis of the ashmora. Ashmora refers to shmira, refers to mitzvah rishona, the first mitzvah of the Torah, which is the mitzvah peruvu. I.e., until that time, until we bring out through the first mitzvah, for the first Ashmora, all the neshamas shebeguf, until that time, right? That's the time when Mashiach comes. That all the neshamas shebeguf, kol ha'scharim v'nekevot, yotzot me'aguf, come out from the guf. That's what it means. The tachlis, the purpose of this Ashmora rishona, this first mitzvah, because a mitzvah is called shmira. Okay, like the Ben Ish Chai said. So until that time is a time for Mashiach to come. That's what he's saying, the Ben Ish Chai. What's it to do with the mitzvah of Shema? Because Mashiach comes right? To reveal the yichud of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Bayom Ahu, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. In that day, right, God's name will be one, and His unity will be expressed in the world. That's the time of Mashiach. So that's the time for Kriyat Shema. The time for Kriyat Shema is till this Ashmor Hashana. That's the period when there's a Gilui of the Yichud Hashem, i.e., till Ashmor Hashana, till we say this Yichud Hashem, till Ashmor Hashana, it's going to be revealed till this time of this period, which is Sof Ashmor Hashana, the end of the purpose of expressing this first mitzvah, which is to bring out all the neshamish of the guf, zcharim and the nekevot, the male and the female. That's what he's saying. Now the Ben Ish Chai goes on to explain, yeah? V'chachamim omrim ad chatzot. Chachamim say, we say kriyat shema till chatzot. Ramzu al mem shel lemarbe hamashiach shehi stuma. So this represents this mem stuma. Vati the Kodesh Baruch Hu lachalka lachatzayin. In the future, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to divide this mem stuma into two, like cut it in alachson and on the diagonally. Vehen hen shnei dlatin. A mem stuma is made from two dalads, a dalad on the top and a dalad upside down. Makes a mem stuma. The shnei dlatin, the two doors, right, which represents these two dalads, right, also the lashon of door. Shel David, of David. Right, the Malchus is always represented in the Dalad. And David HaMelech has in his name two Dalads, yeah? Because the Malchus is represented by Dalad. Why Dalad? She Dala Vaniya. She Leis Migar Meklum. She doesn't have anything of herself. She is just a complete expression of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So she's Dala Vaniya. She doesn't have any self-expression, only to express that's what's above her. Va'aleim. Aleim, remez hakatuv, and in this the pasuk in Mishlei, Ches Lamedalet explains, lishkod al daltotai, to be always coming on the dlatot, on these doors of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, yom yom, the two dlatot are the dlatot of the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMidrash, and the Deret of the Beit HaKnesset. These are two dlatot that a person has to lishkod, always come on them, day by day. And through doing that, a person, right, is revealing the two dlatot, the two daladim of David HaMelech. That's why the Gemara says that the raglaim of David HaMelech would automatically walk him into the Beis HaMidrash. These are dlatot that a person has to be going to, lishkod, going every day to these two dlatot, the delet of the door of the Beit HaMidrash, and in the morning, before everything, the delet of the Beit HaKnesset, i.e. tefillah and Torah. Tefillah and Torah, i.e. the call of Yaakov, the inner voice of Yaakov, the call Yaakov, right? Tefillah and Torah is what brings on Yemot HaMashiach. We said once before that Tefillah is connected Yishmael, Yishmael, that the Kodesh Baruch will listen to our Tefillah and bring on Yemot HaMashiach. Yeah? And then there's another call, the call of Torah, through the call of Torah, which is connected Esav. Tefillah is connected Yishmael. Torah is connected Esav, a call Yaakov, v'yadayim yaday Esav, the call of Yaakov, the inner call of Yaakov, the terror of Yaakov, removes the yadayim of Esav, and brings on the Geula Shleima. So these two dlatot, these two dalatim, which represents the koach of Torah and Tefillah is the two Dalatim of David HaMelech. And that's the hint of Ad Chatzot. Chachomim Ad Chatzot, that means if you cut this Mem Stuma into two Dlatot, and these two Dlatot, you're Shoked Aleim every day, right? That brings on Mashiach. So all of this remez of Kriyat Shema, yeah? All this hinting of Kriyat Shema is, what is Kriyat Shema? Like you said, it's the Yichud of Hashem. That Yichud of Hashem comes to the world in Yemot HaMashiach. We see is revealed, right? This Yichud of Hashem through Mashiach. So these are the timings that is hinted in the Torah for when we say Kriyat Shema. So Adash Moharisha now, these are different aspects of how you bring Achitichlerem Neshama Minaguf, until you have, through the first mitzvah, you bring out all the souls into the world. And the second time, which is the period of the Chachamim, Ad Chatzot, until we're Chotzeh, this Men Stuma into two Dlatot, i.e. we're Shoked on Torah, Tefillah, and Torah. And that brings on also Mashiach. That's connected. Yishmael and Esav. And a little remnant of that. That's why if you noticed the Sfaradim, who is written in the Zohar, who were Begalut Yishmael. So connected to that is Tefillah. So the Koch, the Sfaradim, you see, have more Koch in the Tefillah. The Tefillah, they were Shomer more, they were guarding more. And the Ashkenazim, who were Begalut Esav, you see, by the Torah, they guarded that more. Now we have a third opinion. Reuven Gamliel Omer, Ad Shiyale Amud HaShachar, until rises the pillar of dawn. Rotzonoma Roma, it comes to teach us. Ad Shetitale Knesset Yisrael, until is Ole, the Alot HaShachar, Ken? Ayelet HaShachar, yeah? Is Knesset Yisrael. It's the Shechina, the Jewish people, Shinimshela LeShachar, that are considered like the morning. Ki Begalut, in the Galut, in the exile, Raglea, the Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina, Rachel, the Shechina, Raglea, Yorodot Mavet, go down into the lower worlds, go down into the worlds of what's called Mavet, of death, right? The Ra is considered death. Like a Rasha is considered, even when he's alive, he's considered dead. Because he's not living. He's not living with Torah and Mitzvot. He's not living with Ruchaniyut. He's not living with his higher self. Ratzono Olama comes to teach us, B'toch HaKlipot, that the Shechina is in the depths of the Klipot, of the Ra in the world, of the evil in the world. V'ka'asheh Ya'alu Raglea B'toch HaKlipot. And when she comes out her legs from this klipot, as she removes herself from the effect of the Ra, and she's mevarer, she brings out all the nitzotzei kedusha, all the sparks of holiness, as hu eit ratzon, that's a period of time, special period of time, which is a time of ratzon, a time of big mercy, likra et kriyat shema. That's the time for reading Kriyat Shema, Shehem, Mashiach, ve'Eliyahu. Kriyat Shema represents, i.e., the period of Alot HaShachar. What's the period of Alot HaShachar? That's the time for reading Kriyat Shema. Why? What's the period of that represent? What Yichud is there? That's just before the dawning, just before the Geula. So that's a hint to Eliyahu, who's the Mevase, who the one who tells us of the Geula, and then the Mashiach Ben David, who brings on that Geula. And that's when Ba'alot HaShachar, that's when the rising of the Pillar of Dawn, that incurs then. And that's the period of time when the Shechina, when Klal Yisrael, remove themselves from the Ra. and go up into the worlds of Kedusha. And that's the world of Geula, of redemption. Like we said, the purpose of Galut, Galut's the lotion of Gilui, to reveal, and Geula, there's only one difference between Galut and Geula, is an Aleph. The purpose of Galut is to reveal the Aleph, the Alufo Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in who's hidden in these worlds of Galut, i.e., the sparks of Kedusha that we bring from all our Galuyot, from all our exiles. We bring that Aleph out and express it in the world. That's what's brought out. That's what it means. In the Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina comes out from the lower worlds and brings out this Aleph, Alufo Shalom, brings out these Nitzotzot Kedusha, brings them back to its Shoresh in the world. B'zal Hashem. Rabbi Amen Amen. Ulefi Pshat HaMishnah, according to the simple Pshat of the Mishnah, nearly, says the Ben Yishchai, B'Seyat HaDishmaya, Tam Ha Depatach B'Mitzvot Kriyat Shema Tchila. Why the Mishnah opened out with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema first. The Ikar B'Midrash B'Reshit Parshat Samachet. There is in the Midrash of Parshat B'Reshit, Abba Amar, Abba said, Mikan Zachu Yisrael LeKriyat Shema. From here we see that Klal Yisrael was zochet to Kriyat Shema. Why? B'Sha'a Shehaya Yaakov Avinu, at the time that Yaakov Avinu nifta min ha'olam, was nifta from this world, Kra L'Shnei Masa Banav, just before he was nifta, he called to his 12 sons, Amar Lahem, and he told them, Shamu El Avichem Shebeshamayim, listen to your father in heaven. Yeah? Shema yesh b'levavchem, perhaps is in your hearts, machloket, a dispute, al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Amru lo, no. We have no dispute, we have no doubt of our emunah, or our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael Avinu, listen, Yaakov, who's called Yisrael Avinu, our father, Kashem She'en Bilvavecha, just as there's no, not in your heart, Machloket al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any doubt, any distance, any dispute away from Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Ein Bilvavenu, is not in our hearts, Ela, only, Hashem Elokeinu, only God our Lord, Hashem Mechad, Hashem is one. So that's how we were zochet to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Af Piresh B'Sfatav. They even explained in their mouths when they spoke back to their father, Va'ama, and he said, sorry, even he came back and explained Yaakovinu with his lips, Va'ama, and he said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed. Blessed be the name of the Kavod, of the honor, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, of his kingdom, his L'Olam Va'ed, forever, i.e. there should be the Kavod, the honor of his kingdom should be expressed forever. What's the honor of his kingdom? What's the Kavod that's in the world? The Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's his. The Gilui Ashchina. The Gilui Ashchina is the Gilui of Torah. The Gilui of his Rotzen in the world is his Kavod, is his honor. Rabbi Berchia, v'Rabbi Chalbo, v'Shem Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Berchia and Rabbi Chalbo, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, who hadava shi Yisrael mashkimim. And this is the thing, this is the makor, this is the source, that the Jewish people get up early every morning, umarivim, and when they go at night, b'chol yom, every day, v'omrim, and they say this proclamation, Shema Yisrael, Hear Israel, Avinu, Mimarat HaMachpelah, Ay Yaakov Avinu, Mimarat HaMachpelah, hear that we're proclaiming what we proclaim to you, what your children proclaim to you. Oto Adava, that very thing, Shezivitanu, that you commanded us, Adayin Hu Noheg, it's still, we are accustomed to living with this idea, and that's what we proclaim twice a day, morning and evening, which is what? Hashem Elokeinu, God, our Lord, right? Hashem Echad, God is one. Ad Kan Lashono, this is the words of this beautiful Midrash. Nimtza, we find from here, says the Ben Ish Chai, Kriyat Shema, Zachinu Ba, we were zoche to this proclamation twice a day of Kriyat Shema, Mikoach Yaakov Avinu, from the Koach of Yaakov Avinu, Alav HaShalom. Ve'elav, and with it, Anachnu Omrim, we say, Shema Yisrael Avinu, hear Yaakov Avinu, listen Yisrael Avinu, Yisrael our father, right? Who's the father? He's the father of the whole Jewish people. Right? Ki Hashem Elokeinu, because God our Lord, Hu Hashem Echad, He is one. V'yadua, and it's known, Ki Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who compiled the Mishnahs, Hu Haya Nitzotz Yaakov Avinu, He was the Shoresh, the spark of Yaakov Avinu. V'lachein, and therefore, Nikra Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, He was called Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, Nasi. What does Nasi mean? Rosh Tevot of Nasi. Nitzotz. Yes, that's a Nitzotz. That's a Nun. Shin, Shel, Yaakov, Yud, Avinu, our father. He was the spark of Yaakov Avinu. That's why he's called Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, the Nitzotz of Shel Yaakov Avinu. Ubeze Muvan, and this we understand, Heitev, very well, Hatam, Shepatach Rebbe, why Rebbe, opened the Mishnayot, with the Mitzvah Kriyat Shema. Tchila, first. Ki Mitzvah Zu Shaycha Lo, this Mitzvah is relevant to him. He's a Nitzotz of Yaakov Avinu, and this Mitzvah was brought into the world through this proclamation which Yaakov Avinu, his sons, made to him. Vagon Achida. Also, it needs a little, add to that a little bit. It means that why is this the first mitzvah that's brought in the Torah, in the Torah Shebal Peh, i.e. the Mishnayot or the Gemara, whatever you want to say. Because the tachlis of Kol HaTorah Kula is the revelation of Yichudo, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I.e. through the Torah, through all the Ritzonot, all the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the facets, all the Tariyag, all the 613, all the Ten Commandments are split into 613, and the 613 is expressed into all the facets, all this expression of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all comes from Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all has its shorish in Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. All the mitzvot have their shorish there. So the Torah starts with Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Just as the Jewish people's shorish is in Yaakov Avinu, the 12 Shvatim, so too, the shorish of all the mitzvahs is in the Yichud Hashem, because that's the tachlis of every mitzvah. The tachlis of a mitzvah is to bring us to this Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Okay, now, Gon Achida, we say, says the Ben Ish Chai, Zal, Bepetach Inayim, in the Sefer Petach Inayim, Katav, Yan Haya Nitzotz Yaakov, since this Nitzotz of Yaakov, the spark of Yaakov Avinu, Lechein, therefore, Patach B'Kriyat Shema, the Avid. Because he was this Nitzot Rebbe of Yaakov, it starts with Kriyat Shema of Arvit, Daika. Why? Why Arvit, not Shacharit? Ki Yaakov Avinu Alav HaShalom Tiken Tfilat Arvit. He was the one who enacted the Tfilah of Arvit. Ad Kandvar, those are the words of the Chida, i.e., that here Rebbe, who was this Nitzotz of Yaakov Avinu, right? So therefore, he hints this concept of Kriyat Shema, Yaakov Avinu brought into the world, and it's also hinted in Kriyat Shema of Arvit, which is the concept of what Yaakov Avinu was fixing, i.e., and I'll explain a little bit more. The concept of Ma'ariv is a concept of Galut. Nighttime is a time of darkness, time of Galut, of exile. And the purpose of this exile is to reveal, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is to reveal the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it starts. That's the whole purpose of the Torah. The whole purpose of the Torah, the whole purpose of Torah Shebaal Peh, is through the Galut, through the confusion of the understanding, the delving of the Torah, through that confusion to reveal the Torah itself, to reveal the Yichud Hashem. And that's what's represented in the Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, is through the darkness to reveal the Yichud Hashem. That's the Bechin of Yaakov Avinu, that's the Torah of Yaakov Avinu, that through the darkness of non-understanding, of the Galut, to reveal the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'adayin, ein tam zeh mityashev shapit, isn't completely understood. Why? Ki tefillah lechud, tefillah alone, v'kriyat shema lechud. There's two things. Kriyat Shema is one thing, and Kriyat Shema is another thing. That Yaakov Avinu fixed tefillah, what's this to do with Kriyat Shema? They're two separate mitzvot. Ach, lefi ma shekatavnu b'seat d'shmaya, well, according to what we wrote, b'seat d'shmaya, nich, it makes sense. V'nim nitmatek ta'amo shel Rav Zal, and it sweetened the reasoning of this, of the chida. Ki be'emet Kriyat Shema itself is shaykh to Yaakov Avinu, is also relevant to Yaakov Avinu. Yeah? Alav HaShalom. V'nakit Rebbe Kriyat Shema da'avid, so therefore, Rebbe who picked Kriyat Shema da'avid, v'lo shel shacharit, and not of shacharit, b'shvil da'avid, because Avid tiken Yaakov Avinu alav HaShalom. He fixed Avid. And therefore the Kriyat Shema, which is also shaykh to Yaakov Avinu, the period which is mostly shaykh, is the Kriyat Shema of the nighttime prayer, which Yaakov Avinu himself was metaken. V'hashta, minei u'minei yitkales. From both these answers, we can get a deeper understanding to this Gaon, the Gaon Achida. That's what the Ben Ish Chai says. And that's the beauty of what he's saying here. He's saying all of these things are ramazim to Yemot Mashiach, which is when there's this gilui of Shema Yisrael. That's the time there'll be this gilui of Shema Yisrael. Listen, Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There'll be this yichud of Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we say in the end of the Tefillah, Leinu Shabech, right? We say, Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That's the gilui of Kriyat Shema. That's the gilui of this proclamation and this recognition of the Yichud of Hashem. And that's done through all these three things that he said. Right? The concept of Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk, the Sof Hashmara Rishon, so Ad Shetichle Neshama Shavaguf, all the souls are brought out into the world, i.e. all the Nitzotzot Kedusha are brought into the world, or we say Ad Chatzot, which means the two dlatot, the two deleds of the men's tuma, right, are cut, and there's an expression of these two dlatot, these two dalatim, which is the delet of the Beit HaKneset and the Beit HaMidrash, i.e. Tefillah and Torah. That was Chachamim. Lishkod ad dlatotai yom yom, to express Torah and Tefillah, that also brings Yemot HaMashiach. And the third thing, Rav Gamliel, yeah, Adamot HaShacha, yeah? is that the Shekhinah will be removed from the Ra in the world and will reveal all the Nitzotzei Kedusha, i.e. the Aleph of Galut, will be revealed and will have the Geula. Bezrat Hashem, b'mirah bi'yameinu, Amen.